the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison High School Gymnasium, Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening as it is now the guys' turn as Atchison Phoenix is host to the Ottawa Cyclones. Hello once again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counselor here courtside. It is so good to be with you here tonight. Lots and lots of games going on around the area. Appreciating the fact that you have been like to do, share your evening with us. Matter of fact, other games going on around the area. You've got Jefferson County North right now. Is that halftime at Pleasant Ridge? You talk about your low scoring business? 13-11. JCN leading at the half in that game. So that is pretty remarkable. That all said, great crowd here this evening, and we're going to get the chance to see this Atchison team one more time in this first semester, as I'm going to be traveling with them out to Rossville Friday night. It's going to be Atchison and the Dogs Friday night here on CARE Radio. We look forward to bringing those to you. That all said, here's your PA man. He is introducing the starters to the crowd here this evening. It is a very nice crowd. Allow me to introduce them to you as well. First of all, for Ottawa, and head coach Cliff McCullough. Ottawa is going to be starting. They're going to be starting Jake Titus, Andrew White. They're going to have out there Noah McCullough, Austin Ditcher, and Reese Fogle. For Atchison, coming into the game tonight at 2-2 with head coach Pat Battle. Atchison is going to be starting Rafe Bowen, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, Jesse Greenley, and Brendan Martin. So there are your starters. I'm going to tell you, we have no information like heights and stuff like that, but I'm going to tell you right now that this Ottawa team, just as they come out here, you see them on the floor, they are tall and rangy, and they're an athletic-looking group. It'll be interesting to see how that all transfers itself to our play here in this game tonight. I was walking into the gym this evening, and there was a couple walking in. I said, which one is yours? Knowing they were Ottawa fans. And they said, the tall one. And I said, the tall one? I said, what number is he? He said, number 5. I said, five is not a tall guy number. You know, 52. 52 is a tall guy number. He said, he likes baseball. And I'm like, okay. There's no arguing with that. Wearing number 5 and coming into the center circle to jump it off is going to be Jake Titus. T-I-T-U-S, Jake Titus. Atchison in his home gold with red and white lettering and trim. And in its bright red uniforms with black and white lettering and trim is Ottawa. Pitch has burned him out enough time here. Now I guess we're going to get the ball in the air. It's up. The tip is away. Atchison's going to have it, and we're underway. Atchison going from right to left across your dial here in this, the first half. Out on top of it is going to be Trey Carter. He'll accelerate all the way down to the base. Lose the handle of the ball for a minute. It's going to push past and going to throw it away. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt for an over and back call. And so Atchison will have its first turnover 16 seconds into the game. It'll come in at their offensive baseline to the Cyclones. Ottawa putting it in play down there. Doing the inbound is going to be Austin Nitcher. Ball comes in over to the left side. Ottawa puts it on the floor one time. Now the pass into traffic is going to be batted away by Bowen. Picked back up by Jeter. He'll go coast to coast, put a head down, drive in, and offensive foul call. The minute you see that head kind of go down and that lean kind of go in, you know that they're going to call that offensive foul. The rather partisan Atchison crowd is a little irate by that with that call. And whether he charged or not is not the question. The question is, when you look like you do it and you make that kind of move, probably what's going to get called. Now here's a pass that is going to be batted away by Greenlee. Saved out on top. 3-point shot is going to be up and good. First points of the game belong to Ottawa. Knocked in by Noah McCullough. And on the inbound play, we got another foul. You got to understand, we got the same crew doing this game who did the first game. It's going to be the first foul of the contest on Nitcher. They called a lot of fouls in the ladies' game tonight. Here comes a steal on the inbound, and a driving layup is up and in, and Ottawa stretches its lead now to 5-0. Atchison's inbound pass is going to be slapped away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Phoenix basketball. We are 1:05 into the game. It is 5-0, Ottawa. Trey Carter with a little left-hand dribble on the forecourt. Skip pass over to Jeter. Purdy hits Bowen. Tries to shake a defender, can't. Now gets it into the middle, and Martin is going to be fouled, and he'll come to the line for two. So the play in this game, very much like the play in the first game, very aggressive, driving into a lot of traffic in the middle, and a whole lot of fouls being called. That is the second foul on Austin Nitcher for Ottawa, and he's coming out. Free throws up and in. Brendan Martin will have the first point of the game for Atchison. Into the lineup for Ottawa. They're going to lose a little height with this exchange. It's going to be Jonathan Van Staden, a junior. Second free throw is up. It is no good. Down the floor, about an 8-footer. Misses. Rebound. Pulled down by Atchison. Brendan Martin clears down the board. The runner on the baseline right, up the rim twice for Jeter, who doesn't go in. We've got bodies all over the floor, rolling around, and man, they're going to break them up. No fouls are called. Not like there was some kind of a melee, it's just that it was aggressive play and diving after the basketball, and again, very football-esque pursuit of the ball on the floor. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. It remains 5-1. Ottawa in front, and it will be Cyclone basketball. Atchison's going to apply a little pressure on the inbound now. The feed will go to the left side. It's still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline, over to the right. McCullough has the ball, dishes it down. Titus will take it in the corner in front of the Atchison bench, push it back out topside again. Ottawa has a very wide open offense in that they spread the floor a lot. I mean, they guys down at the baseline corners are way out near the sidelines. Here's a runner off the backboard. No. Rebound. No. And now Seuss on the floor. And Ottawa's going to be able to recover it. Over to the right side. Alone. A three. Too strong. and Atchison clears the board down. Atchison might get it early in the ballgame. Ottawa has not been more hot shooting. Here's Bowen for three. Can't get it to drop. Rebound saved underneath Greenlee. Hook shot, no. Rebound saved. Atchison Martin, yes. Brendan Martin has all of the Phoenix points. And Atchison has gotten back in this thing. They trail it 5-3. 5:20 to go in the first. Up forward to basketball. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And Atchison is going to take Rafe out of the ball game. And checking in for the Phoenix is going to be Zamar. Zamar Hernandez will come into the game. 5:15 to play first quarter. Ottawa with the basketball, working right now right in front of the Atchison bench. Over to the right wing with it. Backing in. Titus puts it back out on top. Jonathan, shot up. Nope. Rebound. Greenlee. Here comes Atchison. Outlet right side. Zamar puts it on the floor. Once backs up, puts it up, traveled with it. Yes. The roar of approval from the Atchison fan was just a little bit premature. It was a great play, but looked like he may have kind of slipped just a little bit, lost his footing to move that pivot foot. Atchison's going to bring Rafe Bowen back into the lineup, and Jeter Purdy will check out for a bit. 4:55 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Ottawa with the basketball, leading it by a pair. It is a 5-3 lead for the Cyclones. They'll drive all the way to the baseline. Atchison in a 2-3. Yeah, basically 2-3. Around to the left side it goes. Looking in, finding nothing. Skip pass over to the corner. Now backing into the lane, twisting. Oh, did he not travel? Apparently no. Follow shot and a foul on Atchison. This thing could be spirited before we're done here today as the officials come over and make sure that everybody moves back to their respective area on the floor. The foul is going to be on Atchison, and free throws coming up here for Ottawa. And coming to the lane is going to be Jake Titus. The free throw, perfect. Jake will get his first point of the evening. One more shot coming up. And right there, he'll get them both. It is now 7-3. 4:27 to go. Over the quarter. Martin has the ball, gets it away to Zamar. He'll drive it to the right side, take it all the way to the top of the key, put a little song and dance on, goes into the lane, and won't quite fall for him. Offensive rebound, and as the follow shot team, it does not go in, but we're going to get a foul. I believe it'll be on Titus. Official's going to come over to the scorer's table, and it will be. So Jake will have his first foul of the game, and team fouls are now even at 3 each. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter, 4:14 to go, and at the line for AHS, it's going to come Jesse. Greenlee's free throw, not going in. And the team at the free throw line, Atchison is 1 of 3. We're going to get Martin out of the game for Atchison, and Jeter will come back in. So Coach Battle is right now playing 6 deep, rotating several guys in and out of various positions. The second free throw not going to go in either, and the board pulled down by Ottawa. Noah McCullough coming up with the basketball, and here comes Ottawa. The feed into the lane, the shot blocked, and a foul is going to be called on Bowen. The official and Rafe having a little stare down for just a moment. Rafe will have his first foul. Atchison's team foul 4. At the line for Ottawa. His first free throw is up and good. And again, that is Jonathan Van Staden. Second free throw not going in, and Atchison will lose the rebound out of play. Jonathan is not a real big guy out there. He's going to do the inbound. He's got to be 5'6"-ish. I would say that is the top end of that. Ottawa with the ball on the inbound. We're at 3:50 going, one along. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen away. Hernandez comes up with the ball. Two-hand push pass underneath. Jeter lays it up and in. Hernandez the assist. Jeter Purdy. We have a ton out on the floor. Taking a break with the Phoenix. Coming to 3:44 to play in the opening quarter in Atchison. It is Ottawa 8, Atchison 5.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
As we come out of the timeout, Ottawa puts the ball in play from deep in the backcourt and Atchison. We'll apply some full court pressure. Bam shot, and we'll bring it across the timeline. Drive into the lane. Slips! And is there no travel, or is not? And back out on top, it's going to come. Break there for the Cyclones. As Stott put on the brakes, foot went out from beneath him, but no whistle. Oh, all over to the right side, down into the corner. Look away pass in the middle. Looked away and tricked everyone, including his teammate, and back up with the Wacom Atchison. Samar will have it on the right side. Skips it over to Wraith. He's deep in the corner. McAway pass inside. Jeter has it, lost it, picked it up, swings it back over to the right side to Jesse, and 3 seconds. Atchison in the lane, a bit long. 3 minutes precisely to go now in this first quarter. It is a one-possession lead for Ottawa at 8-5. Noah McCullough with the basketball in the backcourt, right in front of the scorer's table. Little left-handed dribble, drives it over to the left side, stops at the 28-foot mark, brings it back out on top between the circles. Back again will come to Van Staden. Kicks it over to the side. That's going to be Chase Bloomer over there. Now, Ottawa has really taken a little air out of the ball. They're just kind of standing around. I'm sure their coach is complaining about that to his team. And there's Rafe trying to make something happen, and he did. He picked up a foul. It'll be his second. Bowen's going to check immediately out of the ball game for Atchison, and coming into the lineup for Coach Battle, we are going to find the freshman, Jaden Carter. Ottawa with the basketball and 2:15 to play first quarter. Baseline three, no. Offensive board, no. Rebound on the floor, rolling around, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come again to Ottawa. That was some serious hustle over there after the ball, but with no chance really of catching it or rescuing it or sending it in play. It is scooted out of bounds by Atchison and Ottawa. In from the far sideline. We're 2 minutes to go in the first. Cyclones in the basketball on the road here this evening. They lead it by three. Back over to the right side they come. They've got it deep in the corner. Long cross-court pass is going to be nearly batted. Now the feed underneath. The big guy hook shot. It is up. It is good. McCullough hits that one. He's got seven. And now on the other end of the court, the bucket is up and in. Plus one for Zamar. Officials coming over to the scorer's table telling us, count the bucket. Zamar will pick up his first point, come to the free throw line. Perfect. The foul for Ottawa is on Carter Mason. And that is his first, and is Ottawa team foul four. Down to a minute 47 to go in the opening quarter. Working the ball to the backcourt. Here comes Ottawa. Slowing it down now, accelerating, getting into the forecourt. Back over to the left side. It's batted away by Carter. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And I'm going to say it was touched by Atchison. The crowd is very much active and in this game. They are deeply vested in this one tonight. Inbound it comes, and the Cyclones will run their offense. Out on top of it is going to be Chase. Bloomer will kick it to the top. Way up high at the top of the key. It's going to be Titus. Swinging it side to side in front of the Atchison bench. Now holding it up high. Here's a three shot up and missing. Rebound tipped out. Zamar coming up with the basketball. He is 2-on-3. Zamar will skip past it over to the right side. Kick it down there to Trey. Carter looks inside, finds something there, brings it out to Jake. Here's Trey with it again, taking it back. 1 minute to go in the first. Carter feeds off down low. In trouble is going to be Greenlee. Kicks it back. Chase, the freshman, three, gets it. Oh, it's kicked out. That thing I thought was halfway down, and it does not go in. And on the rebound, an Atchison foul. With the official over here, and we'll find out against whom it will be called. It's going to be on Jaden. So Jaden Carter picking up his first foul of the ball game, and for Atchison, that's a half a dozen team fouls. It is 10-8. Ottawa in front. Cyclones have the lead. They got the basketball. Atchison in the 2-3. Here's a shot from the outside to break that zone, and it is perfect. From long range on the far side, that bucket is in. And Atchison on the other end, a couple of head fakes later, the shot is up. It won't go down. Followed up by Greenlee, won't go down. Ottawa clears it away. 14-13. They're going to have to hurry to get the final shot of the quarter away. They're in front by half, by five, rather, 13-8. 5 seconds for way out of the left wing. Down a feet to the free throw line. It's going to be batted away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And Atchison will have it with a second to go. And that is going to end the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. First quarter in the book here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Ottawa, 13, Atchison, 8.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Great to have you along with us here this evening on CARE Radio. High school basketball on a Tuesday night in December. Can't get a lot better than that, can it? We get ready to go to the second quarter. Atchison trailing here at home in this one by 5, 13-8. A rather low-scoring affair. And again, as we're getting scores in from other games around the area, it would appear low-scoring games, they're kind of the order of the evening so far. Checking to see if we've got any further updates. Into three quarters, Jefferson County North leads Pleasant Ridge 26-22. So that is how close that game is. The ball is going to be put in play, and immediately we get a whistle and we get a foul. Going to be the first foul of the ball game on Ottawa's Andrew White. Atchison has it on the left side. Here goes Jeter. He'll knife his way into the lane, put it back out to the left side. Martin puts a shot up, flops. The shot doesn't go in. He doesn't get the foul call, and it'll go out of bounds. Back it will come to Ottawa. It remains 13-8. Cyclones out front with 7.5 to play here in the first half. Ottawa into the forecourt. The ball batted, and we're going to get another foul on Atchison. This one's going to be on Trey. It'll be Phoenix, team foul 7, and we are coming to the line for the 1-and-1. That is the second foul of the game. A credit to Trey Carter. Jake Titus has 2 points, 2-of-2 at the line. His first free throw is up and good, and he will earn the bonus. It kind of fought. It bounced around and hung on the rim. finally went ahead and tottered in. Second free throw will not go in, and the rebound cleared down by Jesse. Greenlee gets it away, and here comes Trey. He's got it down the right side. It is a 14-8 lead for Ottawa. Here's Jeter. Skip pass over to Jesse. Back to the right. Carter, the three. No. Rebound. Picked back up by Martin. Up and in, plus one. How about that shot by Brendan Martin? Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Andrew White. I've got him for a couple now. It'll be team foul six. So with 7:14 to go in the opening half, both teams are going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the first half. Brendan Martin, he's one of two at the line tonight. This free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around and pulled down nicely by Jake Titus. Here comes Ottawa. It is a 14-10 lead for the Cyclones. They got the ball way out top side. It's going to be Nitscher with it, standing all the way in the center circle. I mean, both feet nearly to midcourt. He'll swing around to the left. Now throw it out on top, and it's going to be batted away. Now it's going to be stolen by Zamar, who will put it up and in. Zamar, he was just a hustle play and scores it. After the bucket, we're getting a timeout, so let's take a break. With 6:45 to go in the half, Atchison with a little momentum, but they still trail 14-12.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
A nice crowd has made its way into the gymnasium here this evening, and a great support has come up from Ottawa following their team on the road here tonight. And their team leads. It is Ottawa, 14, Atchison 12, with 6:45 to go here in the opening half. Ottawa in the traveling red, Atchison in the home gold. And Cyclones will put it in play from deep in the backcourt. Atchison will stretch out that 2-3 zone and pick it up just in the forecourt. Right side of the free throw line, Ottawa. Now, they'll launch. It's three off the back of the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds. It will be Atchison basketball. 6.5 to go in the half. Atchison, an opportunity is something they have not had tonight, and that is the lead in the game. Only time it was tied was at zero. Great Bowen will have it on the left side. Comes out on top to Zamar. He will knife into the lane. Running one-handed shot. No good. Rebound pulled down. Brendan follows home. Brendan Martin. It is a 14-14 ball game. And we're at 6:07 to go first half. Ottawa stretching it out. They look like a team is a little more nervous than they were early in the game. Earlier they seemed like they were moving a little more fluidly and getting up and down the floor. Now they seem a little more deliberate, a little slower, and nice three right there. That was deliberate. That was just squared up and thrown down by Noah McCullough. His second three, and he already has 10 points. It is a 17-14 Ottawa lead. Back out on top of it is going to be Jesse. Into the corner to Rafe. His three is air ball short. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds to Ottawa. Rafe comes out of the ball game, and back in for Atchison High will come Trey Carter. So we've got Greenlee and Carter. We got Hernandez, Purdy, and Martin. Ottawa into the forecourt. 5:20 left in the half. The ball swung over to the left wing. Atchison sticking in the 2-3. They'll bring it out on top. And Ottawa running a cutter from baseline corner right up to wing left. And then from baseline left up to wing right, just a crossing pattern, making that X diagram in the middle. Here's a running shot up and no good. Rebound again out is going to be Martin. Here comes Atchison. Straight into the forecourt. picked up by a double team, comes off on top to Martin, now over to the left side to Jeter. He will start into the lane. The defense collapses around him. He's got to stop just above the free throw line. Gets it back out on top to Trey. 4:50 to go to the opening half. Here's Greenlee with it down low. Couple of defenders get on him. Back over to the right side. Martin traveled with it. Brendan Martin, I don't think, realized that he was going to be the recipient of that little skip pass, and he'd already begun his drive toward the baseline. Back up with it will come Ottawa. Out on top, thinking about three, no. Left side, Titus, it's three, it's perfect. Wow, what a shot for the big guy. Jake Titus, half a dozen points now, and it's 20-14. Atchison down a half a dozen. And the ball is going to be turned over. Here comes Ottawa. Right side, squaring up, shooting three, air ball. Rebound saved in. Damar's got it. He is 2-on-4. Will still drive in. Dish it left. Back out on top. Trey kicks it to the right side. Jeter shoots, and there's a block. Collision between Jeter and Ottawa's Chase Bloomer. That'll be his first foul. Team fouls have been out, evened up at 7 apiece, and coming to the free throw line, Jeter Purdy. He's got 2 points, hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. The first one here hits the back of the rim and kicks out to the top, no good. One more shot for Jeter. Just about midway through the second quarter, 4:03 to go in the half. Purdy, let's go to the second one. It rims out, won't go in. But the rebound by Martin, he just snuck in and pushed it back up and in. Brendan Martin. 20-16. Atchison looked like they were going to drop back, and Ottawa, again, became a little complacent. They were just waiting for the ball to come down, and Brendan attacked the rebound, grabbed it up between, like, three defenders, and goes up and scores it. And now we have a little conversation among the officials out here. I'm not sure just exactly what they have seen and or not seen. We have a technical foul. And I believe it's going to be on Jesse, what it looks like. Not really quite certain. Not sure exactly what they had seen or what happened. The free throw, the technical shot up and good. One more coming up here. Coach Battle having a little word with the officiating crew. He's a free throw for being shot. Second free throw rattles out. So McCullough will hit one of the two. He's got 11 points now. It's 21-16. 3 minutes and 42 seconds of play in the half. And coming out of the technical, Ottawa will have the ball back again. They'll swing it over to the right side. McCullough will take it. Running a little bit of motion now. Back to the left side. Down the side of the lane. The underhand shot is up. It's no good. And over the back, a whistle, a foul, and this one is going to be on Ottawa. And we are, with both teams now, in the bonus. We are in the one and one. Foul is on. Ottawa's number 23. That is going to be the first foul of the game by Reese Vogel. Taking his time is Trey. Front half of the 1-1 is no good. Trey Carter still looking for his first point of the game. In fact, for Atchison, Ray Bowen has not scored. Trey Carter has not scored. Jesse Greenlee has not scored yet. So, now the ball's going to be stolen away by Damar. Damar lobbing it down the floor, and we have a foul at midcourt. So Bloomer will pick up a second foul now. It's just moments apart. And Zamar Hernandez comes to the line. Zamar's 1-1 to the line. He's got a half a dozen points this evening. His front half of the 1-1 here is up and is no good. Rebound Ottawa. So Atchison in the second quarter, 0 for 5 at the free throw line. Two of those misses were front halves. Atchison hits part of those. They're in front here. Here's a driving one-handed shot. It is up. It is not going to go in, but they will call a blocking foul on Atchison. And back to the free throw line will come Ottawa. The foul is going to be on Atchison's Jaden Carter. Team fouls are now even at 9 apiece with 2:54 to go in the half. The back of the line is Noah McCullough. Free throw will not go in. Into the lineup now is going to be, it's got to be Carter Mason. Yep. Second free throw. Perfect. So McCullough will get one of the two. He's got a dozen points, and it's 22-16. The ball is going to be batted away. It's going to be picked up by Ottawa. Driving down the court. The layup is going to be blocked from behind. And the foul called. And Jaden Carter has come into the game off the bench, and I think the freshman has now gotten his third foul. Is that right? There you go. Three fouls by Jaden Carter. Free throw is in. So Jaden will come out and coming back into the Atchison lineup is going to be Jesse Greenlee. Second free throw. Off the mark. Rebound. AHS. Trey comes down with the ball. It is 23-16. Carter will look away pass and throw it into the hands of a defender, but it's going to be saved by Zamar. Here's a shot from the outside. No. Rebound Greenlee. Follows up. Missed a point-blank layup. And we talk about it all the time. Cannot miss those bunnies. 2:22 to go in the half. Back down with it is going to come Ottawa. Into the lane traveling. That was superb defense by Mark. Ottawa is going to bring Reese Vogel and Jonathan Van Steen back in. Van Steen. Just a little over 2 minutes to go in the half. Not a high-scoring game, but it is a high-energy game, high-intensity game. These teams are really valuing every possession. Here's on the right side. Carter for three. Nope. Rebound. The final shot, nope. Rebound. Saved by Atchison. Comes out on top. Carter for three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Ottawa this time. Well, Atchison struggling to get anything in the rim. Minute 40 to go in the half. Still 23-16. Ottawa over to the right side. Backing in. Shot up, no. Rebound. AHS. Here come the Phoenix. Down the floor, Carter. Look away over to the left side to Jesse. Skips it back out on top to Trey. Right side, Jeter. Minute 20 to go in the half. The feed in the middle to Martin. He did not see the ball coming. It's loose on the ground. Players rolling around for it. And somehow, Jeter's going to save the ball. And Atchison's going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break. It's getting a little wild out here with a minute 12 to go in the first half. We're in Atchison, Kansas. Where? It's Ottawa. 23, Atchison 16.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
With a minute 12 to go in the opening half, Atchison, who trails here 23-16, puts the ball in play. Back on offense. Here's Zamar with it. Top side to Trey Carter. A little zone defense now being employed by Ottawa. Right side, Jeter. Skips it down low. Back to Jeter. Nearly traveled with it. Goes in. Pass underneath. Back out on top. It's going to come to Carter. in the middle. Now the ball's going to be lost by Jeter. Picks it back up. Left side, Zamar for three. Gets it, Zamar! It is 23-19. Half a minute to go in the half now. Ottawa with it up top side. Ben Stoddard. Looks inside. These two teams have gotten in a little foul trouble. We've seen 19 first half fouls already. The kick over into the corner, 16 seconds on the clock. It's going to be stolen away by Zamar. He's down the court. One on two. In, up, gets it, Zamar, for two more. 23-21. 5 seconds, four. Ottawa looking to get a shot away in a hurry. Here's a long one at the buzzer. It's off the mark, and we've come to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. It's gotten exciting in Atchison. It's Ottawa, 23, Atchison, 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday fuels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Thank you. Welcome back. Atchison High School Gymnasium. Yeah, it's halftime of the guys' game. One of my favorite holiday traditions is when the dance teams, all the schools that you go to, the high schools, put on a routine to the Mariah Carey song, and usually it's pretty good. Pretty good first half here as Atchison is battled from behind to come within two at intermission, 23-21. For Ottawa, leading scorer, well, what about Noah McCullough, huh? He's been fantastic. 13 points in the first half. Jake Titus has a half a dozen. For AHS, off the bench, Samar Hernandez with 10. Brendan Martin with 9. The other 2 points for Atchison by Jeter Purdy. Rafe, Trey, Jesse still looking for their first point of the game. Stay with us. The second half will be a good one. We're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, with the intermission score, Ottawa 23, Atchison 21. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio, and oh my goodness, what a halftime he's got.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transactions. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusb.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We are happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusb.com. Member SBIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, and I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 for Atchison High Basketball tonight. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Kerr Country sports schedule. We've got Sports Look coming to you Thursday night. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then, on Friday night, join us as we've got Atchison High basketball again as they're on the road taking on the Rossville Dogs. Tom and Gus Kautz will have the call starting about 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys' game should be sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, I've got some finals in the girls' game. It was ACCHS over McClouth with a final score of ACCHS 49, McClouth 21. Jackson Heights topped Valley Falls with a final score of Jackson Heights 50 to Valley Falls 21. In the Troy Donovan West girls' game, it was Donovan West 59, Troy 36. And in the Marhill Mount Academy Oskaloosa game, it was Marhill Mount Academy 37, Oskaloosa 30. In the game that we broadcast earlier here, right on Hot Country 93.7, we had Ottawa topping the Phoenix with a final score of Ottawa 46, Atchison High 29. In boys basketball action, we've got the third quarter score in the JCN Pleasant Ridge game was JCN 26, Pleasant Ridge 22. Axtell was leading Wetmore at the half with the final score of halftime score of Axtell 23, Wetmore 21. Marhill Mount Academy was on top against Oskaloosa at the half with the score of Marhill Mount Academy 23, Oskaloosa 21. Onega was squeaking by Centralia at the half with Onega at 16, Centralia 15. Nemaha Central was 29 to Hiawatha's 19 at the half, and Holton was leading Jeff West 28-8 at the half. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's Ottawa by 2 with 23 to Atchison High's 21. I'll be going to the weather eye forecast in just about a minute.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A high wind warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until midnight Thursday morning. Lows dip down to about 56 tonight. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 72. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 55.2 degrees out there. The wind is out of the south-southeast at about 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity relatively high at 91%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.88 inches of mercury. The dew point is 53 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 54 degrees. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside shortly.
Blair Milling and Elevator would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. Stop in this holiday season for all your livestock needs at 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call our nutritionist, Garrett Williams, at 913-367-2310, or our sales rep, Craig Wishcroft, at 785-547-5419, with any questions you may have. From all of us here at Blair Milling, we want to wish you a joyous holiday season.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you back with us here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium as we're getting set to go to the second half of the guys' game. Atchison trailing 23-21, but the Phoenix scored the last 5 points of the first half as they were down 7 just a couple of minutes ago. For Atchison, the starting five for the second half, looking out of the court, and it's going to be Zamar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, Jesse Greenlee, Brendan Martin. Atchison is going to steal the inbound, driving down Greenlee, and he'll slip and stumble, turning the ball up over the travel. We are 8 seconds into the second half, and Atchison stumbles into a turnover, and here comes Ottawa. Boy, Norm McCullough is having a great game for the Cyclones, isn't he? 13 points at halftime, leading his team, leading all scorers so far in the game. Here's a drive, big shot, rejected by Hernandez, and oh my, they're going to call it for the block. Fish is going to go over to the scorer's table and let us know that Zamar has just been whistled for his first personal foul of the game. Coming to the free throw line for Ottawa is going to be Andrew, and he has not had a point yet today. He'll change that with the first free throw right here. It is now 24-21. One more shot coming up for Andrew White. Eyes it, shoots it, gets it. 25-21. Ottawa has done a pretty good job at the free throw line. Atchison has not. To be very candid, Atchison was 2 of 5 at the free throw line in the opening quarter. In the second quarter, Atchison was 0 for 5. So at halftime, 2 of 10 at the free throw line for Atchison. Here's a shot put up, missing, rebound. Here comes the Phoenix. Zamar tries to feed in the middle. Greenlee will lose the handle on it. It'll be taken away by Ottawa. We're a minute into the third quarter. Ottawa down the floor. Titus gets the pass away, and Atchison going for the block, commits the foul. Fisher's going to come over and let us know that it's going to be second foul of the ballgame for Jesse Greenlee. 25-24, Ottawa. Atchison has gone the first minute of the second half without putting a point on the board. At the free throw line, Ottawa rattles one home. The only points Ottawa has in the second half are from the free throw line. And that's the third one. Reese Vogel has his first point of the game. And that one will not go in. Rebound. Pulled down by Brendan Martin. Here comes Atchison. 26-21. Over to the right side. Zamar off the back glass and in. Zamar Hernandez with a dozen now. 26-23. Pass comes out on top, and we're going to get Brendan Martin for a foul. So Brendan will have his first foul of the night. No, excuse me, his second foul of the night. Atchison will have its third foul for the second half. And think of putting Ottawa at the free throw line, and as well as Ottawa has shot the ball from the stripe, that could be the difference maker in this game. So for the Phoenix, it's going to have to be a little more careful about all that contact. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. 26-23. Over to the right side. Titus kicks it all the way across the floor. It'll come back out on top. McCullough nearly travels with it. Comes back out on top. Seeing Ottawa being much more patient. Now the ball is going to be snap free. Here comes Atchison. Jeter in, up, Kansas. Jeter, Bernie with four. 26-25. Atchison has gotten to within one. As close as they have been since the start of the game. The ball at the free throw line. It works around to the left side. Ottawa with the ball. Will feed in the lane. And we've got an offensive foul off the ball. Wait for the official to come over and let me know here. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game by Reese Vogel. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Ottawa. And here comes Atchison. For the Phoenix, an opportunity at their first lead of the game. On the right side, Jeter Purdy kicks it down low. Hernandez, the left-hand dribble, works his way back out on top, keeps it alive. Eases back to the right side, takes it down the side of the lane, lobs it off on top. Carter has it there, skips it underneath, up and in. Carter the assist, the bucket to Jesse. Atchison's in front, 27-26. First lead of the ball game for the Phoenix. Coming to 5:20 to go in the third. Here's a runner from the baseline right. It is up and good. Nicely done by Andrew White. 28-27. Ottawa back up by one. As we are at the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. Two teams exchanging the lead back and forth now. Here's Trey with it. Carter to the free throw line. Into the corner. Here's Greenlee for a three. And for the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds.
No way.
We're going to say it's Atchison basketball. It's a tough call. You usually don't see the ball coming off the guy behind. But apparently that's what happened there. So a break for Atchison. And it comes to Greenlee. And Atchison will run his offense. Greenlee tried to split a couple of defenders. His bodies go to the floor. We'll have a foul call. Whistle is going to be on Vogel, and quickly he will have collected his third foul. Atchison, 3 second-half fouls. Ottawa now with two, both of them on Reese Vogel. He will come out of the game, and returning to the Cyclone lineup is going to come Jake Titus. Jake, a half a dozen points in the opening half. Here's Zamar. Pinballs into the lane and shoots and scores. Zamar with 14. 29-28, and again, Atchison goes back up by one. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Turnaround shot in the lane is going to be a little bit short, and we will have a foul called against Atchison. Two free throws coming up here. Foul is going to be on Jesse. He will have been saddled with his third foul today. Atchison coming into the ball game at 2-2. They're facing a really tough group of non-conference opponents here the first semester. This free throw rims out no good. Carter Mason at the free throw. You'll have one more shot coming up here for Ottawa. Atchison's going to continue that non-conference road trip. Friday, we'll be with them here on Care Radio at Rossville. The free throw is up and misses, but it's going to be a Cyclone rebound. They're going to keep the ball and keep the possession alive. 4:20 to go with the third. The drive to the baseline. The shot is going to be blocked from behind by Brendan Martin and out of bounds. 4:17 left in the third quarter. Atchison with still the five out there who started the quarter. Jeter, Trey, Jesse, Brendan, and Zamar. Here's a running shot. It is up and good. A beautiful left-handed sweeping layup. It's up and in by Austin Nitcher. And it's 30-29. Now as we go to the other end of the court, we're going to have another foul on Ottawa. And it's going to be a quick second one on Carter Mason. Atchison, four fouls. Ottawa with three. Free throw is good. We're tied. First point of the second half there for Brendan Mark. Carter Hender coming in for Ottawa. Ray Bowman coming in for Atchison. Second free throw crawls up and in. Mark hits them both, and Atchison goes back up 31-30 as these two teams continue to exchange leads. The lead has traded hands each of the last six possessions. Now the last seven possessions is driving the lane. The shot is up and in by Mason. 32-31. And now on the other end, it's Atchison back up again. 33-32. So now the last eight possessions is that shot by Zamar is his 16th point. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. 33-32 Atchison. Winding up, setting sail for three. Too strong. Rebound tipped out. Trey Carter will haul it in. Trey up the floor, works his way to the top, pulls up for 17, and he will hit one. Trey Carter's first point of the game. Atchison's largest lead of the night now, 35-32. We go inside 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Driving shot is no good. A rebound and a hook. Back up and in by Jake Titus. He's got eight. 35-34. What a game we've got going on here. Now Atchison will turn it over. Back of the floor comes Ottawa. Driving into the court. One on three. Takes it to the rack. Doesn't get it. Tipped up and in. Carter Mason with a tip back. And back in front goes Ottawa. 36-35. Trey Carter with the top side, 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. This crowd is on the edge of their seat here today. This has turned into a fantastic game. Out on top is Trey. Oh, he'll launch this three, and he will hit it! Trey Carter from the way outside. We got a timeout, Atchison. Taking a break with the Phoenix. Down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Atchison, 38, Ottawa, 36.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Have you back with us here on CARE Radio. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kalfter here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter of the guys' game. It is a 38-36 lead for Atchison over Ottawa right now, but the lead has come back and forth and back and forth, and this thing is, you can feel it. It's going to come down to the final possession or two. Hernandez, Bowen, Carter, Greenlee and Purdy. Those are the five out there for the Phoenix. Back up over to basketball. Ottawa. They'll dish it over to the left side. Nitcher has it. Kicks it way out on the wing on the left. Now the pass inside is going to be batted away by Bowen. Picked up by Carter. Trey comes up the floor and a defender reaches in. Trey reached down to kind of regain control of the ball. They're going to call it for the double dribble, so Atchison will turn it back. Minute 53 to go in the quarter. Ottawa is going to rotate Carter Hebner back in. Hebner will inbound it. Jonathan Van Staden will bring it up the floor. He's got it up at the top side. Skip pass over to the right. Underneath. The dish left. The uncontested three. Drained it. Perfectly done. Carter Horner, his second three of the game. And back in front goes Ottawa, 39-38. A three for Carter. Perfect for way outside. Trey Carter. He did not score in the first half and has exploded for 8 already here in the third. It is now 41-39. Little hook pass over to the right side as Ottawa is in the forecourt. They'll feed into the middle. It's going to be off the hands and stolen away. Off the fingertips of Jake Titus. He tried to rescue it into his teammate. Here's another 3 for Carter. That one is online, but a little bit short. Rebounded by Zamar, who will turn and shoot and score. Zamar Hernandez. Zamar has 8 in the quarter and 18 in the game, and it's now 43-39. Atchison with its largest lead. Phoenix by 4. 40 seconds to go in the third. Cross court is going to go to Titus. Looks into the middle, finds no room there, brings it back out on top. Greeley doing a great job defensively. He's filling up that lane. Pass hooks back off on top. Ottawa moves it to the outside. The 3 is launched and hit. Oh, McCullough, 16 points. And it's now 43-42. Atchison by 1. Phoenix looking for the final shot in the quarter. Here's Bowen from the baseline. Got it! Ray Bowen's first points of the game, and we are at... Wait a minute. There's a foul called with 0.8. Hold on. What's this? A foul is going to be called on Jeter. It'll be Atchison team foul 5, but I can't imagine they're getting a shot away with 0.8. It will come in, and that will do it. We go to the fourth quarter in Atchison. What a game we've got brewing. The score, Atchison 46, Ottawa 42.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Well, for Atchison, after scoring 8 points in the opening quarter, 13 in the second, the Phoenix explode for 25 third quarter points. And we go to the fourth, Phoenix leading 46-42. Ottawa's leading scorer right now, 16 for Noah McCullough. Jay Titus with 8. How about this for Atchison? Zamar Hernandez, 18 points. Brendan Martin, 11. Trey Carter did not score in the first half. He's got 8 in the third quarter. You've also got 4 for Jeter Purdy, 3 for Ray Bowen, Jesse Greenlee with 2. Fouls could be an issue. 5 against Atchison, 3 by Ottawa as we go to the fourth. Team fouls. The ball comes in and Atchison is on offense. We're underway in the fourth quarter. The ball comes out on top. It's going to be Greenlee. Over to the right, now to Carter. He'll drive toward the middle, get doubled up there. Goes to Zamar, down to the baseline. Driving across is Jeter. Skip pass in the middle. Turn around. The shot is off the window. Good, Jesse! The assistant Jeter. And Greenlee has 4. It's now 48-42. And 6 points is the Atchison Phoenix biggest lead of the game. He will now have a blocking foul. It is going to be on Zamar Hernandez. It's going to be his second foul of the game. And it's going to be a half a dozen team fouls now for Atchison in the second half. So from now on, every foul is going to put Ottawa at the free throw line. 48-42 Atchison. Ottawa's being patient. That's the smart play. Lots of time. They don't have to hurry and do something silly. Here's a driving shot that is up and in. It was kind of a silly shot, but you can't say much when it goes in. Jake Titus at 10 points. 48-44. Here's a baseline shot. Up and good for Trey. And he is at 10. 50-44. Long cross-court pass. An uncontested three. Misses. Rebounding it down. Here's Jeter Purdy. Jeter can bring the ball up for himself and does. Gets into the forecourt and hands it back over to Trey Carter. 6.5 to go in the game. Carter works it down the left side. In little traffic. Kicks it over to Zamar. He needs a little help. Instead, he's going to just dribble it back off on top. Kicks it down to the right side. A three for Jeter. Nope. Rebound tipped around. And what a great job by Greenlee to save it. And the defender reaches around him and commits a foul. Trying to dislodge the ball from Jesse's hand, which is not going to be easy to do, results in a foul by Jake Titus. It is his second foul tonight. It is Ottawa's fourth foul of the second half. Atchison will be putting it to play at their baseline. They lead 50-44. Carter with the basketball. Jumps it over to the right side to Greenlee. Pivoting with the left foot. Now starts to back in. No room. Back out on top. He'll come. Trey goes baseline. Feeds it across into traffic and throws it away. Unforced turnover by Atchison. Here's a driving shot. It's up and we're going to get a foul. The shot went up. The foul is going to be on Zamar. It will be his third foul. Atchison has only gone 7 deep tonight, and Jaden Carter was not in very long, picking up quickly 3 fouls. Here's your first free throw, up and in for Andrew White. He's 3 of 3 at the line and has 5 points in the game now for the Cyclones. 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Ray Bowen coming over and talking to the Atchison coaching staff. Zamar will check out for a minute. Second free throw is in. And it's 50-46. 5:40 to play in the game as Atchison comes into the forecourt. Lead by 4. The pass inside is off the hands of Bowen and picked up by Ottawa. Cyclones down the ball in the middle. The shot up in plus 1. Going to call a foul on Greenlee and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play that would make this a one-point game. Count the bucket for Jesse. It'll be his fourth foul. Team foul 8 by Atchison, and coming to the line, a great shooter, Norm McCullough. He's been spectacular tonight. Free throw will not go in. So it's 50-48 Atchison. And we getting a timeout? Yep. Coach Battle taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. What do you say? We're at 5:27 to go in an exciting high school boys basketball game. It finds Atchison leading Ottawa 50-48.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
As we return, Atchison puts the ball back in play, coming out of the Phoenix timeout. Here's Trey Carter down the right side. Gets double-teamed, trapped in the corner, but gets it away to Martin. Back on top, it'll come to Jeter. And now for Atchison, it looks as though they have decided to open up the floor a little bit, but then a quick three hit is good. You just think they're going to take some time off, and then they put up a three, and then they hit it. It was Jesse Greenlee from the corner. 53-48. 4:50 to go. That's a lot of basketball to be played. The shot misses. The offensive tip misses. Another offensive rebound misses. And this time we're going to get an Atchison foul, I suspect, on Brendan Martin. Officiating crew coming over the scorer's table. They will indicate that. For Brendan, it'll be number 3. Let's just kind of recap that foul situation for Atchison. 4 fouls now on Jesse Greenlee. 3 apiece on Brendan Martin, Tamar Hernandez, Jaden Carter. Free throws up and very short. 12 hours in on Rafe and Jeter and Trey. For Ottawa, one man with three fouls. No one else with more than two. Second free throw will also not go in. The rebound is going to be followed up, and they go over the back, and it's up and in. Is it going to get Fogle the bucket? No foul called, and it's 53-51. Excuse me, 53-50. Okay. Yep, Joseph, they're taking another timeout. The strategy is beginning to really permeate this game. Let's take a break, shall we? What do you say? 4:35 to go in the contest. Again, it is Atchison 53, Ottawa 50.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
The inbound pass by Atchison is stolen. Ottawa puts a shot up that won't go in, and AHS is going to come down with the basketball. The outlet pass to the other end is going to be saved, and back up with it will come the Cyclones. I'll tell you what, a lot of games going on around the area. One has been over for a long time. Jefferson County North, an exciting win over Pleasant Ridge tonight, 39-35. Hook shot in the lane is going to be up and good for Jake Titus. He's got a dozen. It is 53-51. Inside four. Here's a three. No. Rebound. And they're going to call over the back, and Jesse Greenlee has just fouled out. The foul on Jesse will be his fifth. He will end the game with, do a little quick math here, with 7 points. Fouling out at 3:53. On the other end of the floor, Ottawa will come to the free throw line. Maybe McCullough. No, it's not going to be McCullough. It is going to be Fogle at the free throw line. He's one of two at the line tonight. Atchison has put him in the double bonus. That is team foul 10. Long, hard look. Up. No. Way short. I'm not sure if Fogle is okay. It looked like he might have been bleeding a little bit there up the left cheek or eye. The officials are saying nothing, so he must be fine. Second free throw is in. And with that bucket, we are tied at 53. 3:45 to go. Atchison into the fourth court. Carter goes to the right side to Martin. Here's Trey with it. Way out on the wing in front of the Atchison bench. He will drive to the right, stop, put up an off-balance shot on the rebound, a travel. Coming back to Atchison. Austin Nitcher got him high to come down with the rebound. Zamar Hernandez to come down along with him. There was a travel. Here comes Atchison. They got the ball out on top. 3.5 to go in the ball game. It is a 53-53 contest. Working his way around to the left side is going to be Trey Carter. Gets it over to DeMar. Hernandez, pivoting with the left foot, looks in. Backs away, keeps it alive. Atchison looking for the shot they want. Over to the right side is going to be Trey Carter. Carter into the lane. Shot rejected. Gets his own rebound. Follows it up and in. How about that by Trey Carter? He's got a dozen. 55-53. Here's a shot from the baseline on the other end. No. Rebound followed up and hung by Titus. He's having a huge quarter. And are we getting a... What do we got going on now? Let's hold the phone. I'm not sure what has happened here. We got a technical? It would appear... although the official has not gone over to the scorer's table, and we have not gotten the call. Here we get it. Technical number 5. So a technical on Jake Titus. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play. It's a tie game, and with technical shots coming to the line for Atchison will be Trey Carter. First one rolls in. One more shot coming up for Trey Carter. Trey takes his time and gets them both. And Atchison will have the ball back. They now lead 57-55. And we've still got 2:56 to go. Atchison puts the ball in, and they back into the forecourt, leading by a pair. Cross-court pass is batted. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds back to Atchison. We're getting a Phoenix timeout. Coach paddles on his feet. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. What a fun finish this is going to be. 2:48 left. Atchison, 57. Ottawa, 55.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. High school hoop here on CARE Radio this evening. Ladies game earlier tonight went the way of the Lady Cyclones. The guys game is still very, very much in doubt. We're at 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Atchison has the ball. They lead by 2. It'll be brought in play by Jeter Purdy. He'll get it to Zamar Hernandez. Zamar begins his dribble up topside. Starts right, now drives left, goes in, has the ball knocked out of his hands, got fouled. Fisher's going to walk over, and foul is going to be on Noah McCullough. It'll be his first. Noah McCullough, personal foul number 1. It'll be team foul 6. So Atchison will shoot 2 here as it was a shooting violation, and at the line is going to be Zamar Hernandez. After this, Phoenix will move into the 1-1. This shot not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Zamar. He has 18 points tonight. But with that miss, he's only 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Second one is on his way. Nope, he will not get either of them. And the battle for the rebound will be won by Ottawa. Carter Mason coming up with the basketball into the forecourt. Down the left side is going to be McCullough. He'll drive. He'll shoot. He will score. McCullough. 20 points, Noah McCullough. And it is 57-57. 2:18 to go. And we're going to have a foul again coming up the floor. This foul is going to be on Kepner. So for Ottawa, the freshman commits the foul. Back at the free throw line is going to be Trey. He hit 2 a moment ago and hits that one. Trey Carter's offense has woken up here in the second half. He was scoreless in the first half. He's got 15 already here in the second half. This one short. Rebound. Pulled down by Ottawa. So it is Cyclone basketball, Atchison by 1, 58-57. And we're at 2:10 to go. Cyclones go to the left block. Backing in, nothing. The feed into the lane. The hook shot in and out, no good. Offensive rebound. Now it's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. Battle for the ball. It's going to be taken away by Carter. Trey's going to have it, and he'll race into the forecourt. Atchison has numbers. Trey comes over to the right side. DeMar shoots, doesn't hit the layup. And now we got a foul. Let's see. It's going to be on Brennan Martin, his fourth. Atchison has already lost Jesse Greenlee, who fouled out a couple of minutes ago. And now they got four fouls on Brendan Martin. And on the other end of the floor with a chance to put his team back in front. It's going to be Carter Mason. The free throw is perfect. Mason ties the game after having gone 0-2 at the free throw line tonight. He puts that one in. We're even at 58. This one for the lead is up. No. Rebound Atchison. We're tied again with a minute 44 to go. Here comes Trey Carter. He'll slide right, accelerate left, dish it over into the corner. Here's three. It's Rafe. In and out. Rebound. It's on the floor. It's out of bounds, and it belongs to Ottawa. 1:28 to play. Ottawa will be putting it in play right in front of the Atchison bench. And doing the inbound work for Ottawa will be Carter Hefner. He'll bring it in to Austin Nitcher. Driving into the lane, little bunny hop, shot missing, offensive rebound, the feed to the uncontested shooter who hits it. Austin Nitcher, uncontested, has his fourth point in Atchison trail. 60-58. And we're at a minute two to go. Atchison down by a pair. Back on top, it's going to be Trey. Carter into the lane. Travel? He got fouled. I was afraid he had taken that Euro step thing a little bit too far. But the foul is going to be against Ottawa. It'll be the fourth on Reese Vogel. And at the free throw line again is going to be Trey. He hit three in a row before missing his last free throw a moment ago. He's up here for a couple of more. This one will not go. So it was a front half of a 1-1, and it's no good. And here comes Ottawa. They've got the two-point lead in the basketball and 47 seconds to play. And they're going to take a timeout as they come into the forecourt. Joseph, we're taking a break. This coming down to the last possession. 46 seconds to go. It is Ottawa 60, Atchison 58.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We're down to the final 46 seconds to play in this boys high school basketball game here on Care Radio. It is a 60-58 lead for Ottawa, who has come from behind to regain the advantage. The team has kind of gone back and forth. In the first half, it was pretty much all Ottawa. They dominated the first half. The third quarter, though, saw Atchison barrel from behind, take a lead. It's been back and forth ever since. So here we go. Ottawa will be putting in play at midcourt across the way. They'll throw it into the backcourt. Ditcher brings it up. 42-41. Remember, there's no shot clock in high school basketball. They do not have to shoot the ball again for any reason. Skip pass comes out on top. The ball nearly knocked away, and Trey Carter's going to pick up a foul. It'll be his third. So for Trey Carter, personal foul number three, coming to the line for Ottawa. A great shooter. Not just a good one, but a great one in Noah McCullough. McCullough leads all scorers tonight with 20 points. It'll be two shots for him right here. First one won't go in. One more shot for McCullough. So Atchison will come out of this with still a one-possession game. Second free throw's good. It is a three-point game. 61-58. Down the floor with it. Here's AHS. Zamar drives in, gets tripped and falls, and he gets fouled. 19 seconds to go. Officials coming over and having a word with some of the players. The foul is going to be on Ottawa's Reese Vogel, and he is just fouled out of the game. He fouls out with 19 seconds to play. He will end the night with 4 points. Back into the game will come Jake Titus. Jake is a big guy out there, a fiery competitor. And here is Atchison at the free throw line. But remember, this is probably not a bad ploy by Ottawa. Atchison trails by three. Zamar's first free throw is perfect. But even hitting two, he cannot put Atchison in front. First one is up and good. One more shot coming up for Zamar Hernandez. 19 seconds to go. Long look, deep knee bend. That one is well off the mark, and it is a lane violation, so it will not even count. Doesn't matter. It is now 61-59. 19 seconds to go. Full court pressure applied by the Phoenix. It'll come in from deep in the backcourt. Patchison's going to steal or foul. They're going to have to do it shortly, and there it is. And Ottawa has changed personnel a little bit. Now we've got Zamar. Is he okay? I'm not sure he didn't get hit or poked or something out there. Coming to the free throw line for Ottawa, we've got Carter Hepner. He's hit a couple of threes in the game, has not had a free throw tonight. He's getting two of them right here. First one, not close. 15 seconds left. One more shot coming up for Hepner. A lot of pressure for a freshman. Taking his time. Sort of dribble over the right hand. Looks it over knee bend. Puts it up. Missed that one. Rebound to Atchison. Atchison into the forecourt. Timeout. We're taking it. Taking a break. 11 seconds to play in the game. Atchison's going to have the ball in. They trail by two. When we return, it is Ottawa 61, Atchison 59.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Half seconds to go in the game. It is a 61-59 lead for the Ottawa Cyclones. Welcome back, everybody. Ottawa took a lead in this game, a pretty commanding lead early on. And Atchison had to battle back. In the first half, Atchison did not shoot well. They were down at halftime. They trailed by as many as seven into the third quarter. They began to heat up, began to find the range a little bit. Atchison put together as much as a six-point lead, but Ottawa has pushed back. Now, this seesaw game is coming out of the last 11 seconds. Atchison putting it in at midcourt across the way. Purdy brings it in to Carter. 10, 9, 8. Carter walks into the forecourt. 6. Carter to the right side. Into the corner. It's Rafe. It's 3. Hits it! 1 second! Ball game! Atchison on a 3-point dime by Rafe Bowen wins it here tonight. Phoenix 62. Ottawa 60. And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we've just witnessed a game that is just about as entertaining as any you're going to possibly hope to see. Is a back-and-forth game through the course of the evening. Atchison trailing by 2 with 11 seconds left and hits a shot with 1 second as the clock was running out. Atchison wins it 62-61 for Ottawa. Tremendous game. Noah McCullough, 21 points, led his team by all scorers. Jake Titus, the big guy with 14. For Atchison, how about this? It was Zamar Hernandez again. 19 points, 15 for Trey Carter. It was a 7-point performance by Jesse Greenlee. Brendan Martin had 11. So Atchison with three guys in double-figure scoring. It was 6-9 for Ray Bowen. Jeter Purdy ending the night with 2. I tell you what, I'm going to put the Bank of Atchison Player of the Game nod on Rafe Bowen's line. Not because he got a lot of points, because he didn't score in the first half and hit a 3 in the third, but he hit that 3 at the buzzer. The clutch shot, when they drew that play up, it was very clear. There was one guy that they had drawn it up for, and they executed it well. Rafe got the look he wanted and was able to convert, and Atchison wins, and Atchison moves to 3-2. Opening game tonight, so Ottawa's ladies coming away with a victory over the Atchison girls team. Atchison guys, a thrilling win here tonight. Next up, it'll be Sports Look here on CARE Radio on Thursday night, and then Friday I'll be back with this Atchison team as they will be in Rossville. I want to thank you for having joined us tonight. I want to thank our man Joseph, producing, engineering, working his fingers to the bone back at a CARE Sports studio. Joseph, well done as always. Until we reach you next time, for Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.